I believe that the seat in Michigan has become ever more important when it comes to the open, soon-to-be-open U.S. Senate seat. More important because I believe that Arizona Republicans have put themselves in a serious disadvantage, not only for the presidential election, but for that Senate seat in that state that's also being left by Kirsten Sinema. So the seat in Michigan, ever more important. Mike Rogers is an Army veteran, businessman, former FBI special agent who took down organized crime in Chicago, former U.S. congressman from Michigan, was my congressman, in fact, chaired the House Intel Committee, a Republican candidate for Michigan's open U.S. Senate seat. Mike, good to have you back.
Steve, always good to be here. It's always good to hear your voice of reason out there.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, look, it's. I think the folks in Arizona are very myopic on this, very short-sighted in their claim to an 1864 abortion law. I think Donald Trump's right. Leave it to the states. But that's the all-or-none argument. I'm just going to get this out of the way. It's the elephant in the room. The all-or-none argument does not work for Republicans. When it's all-or-none, people don't like the all, but they'll take it over the none, apparently. Voters of all walks of life seem to support abortion access to some extent, right?
I think that's very, very true. So when you look at, listen, I've been a pro-life legislator. I did believe it should go back to the states. I've said that for years. And a place like the state of Michigan, made their voices very, very clear. The citizens here, very, very clear. I mean, this is a horrible time for a woman, a horrible choice, very emotional between her and her faith and her family. And so it's not an easy place to be. And so I think if you don't have those considerations going into what this looks like, I think places like Arizona are going to be in trouble. I think there's other ways for those of us who are pro-life to find a way to make sure that, women might have the opportunity to get prenatal care or other things.
You know what's remarkable to me?
This all-or-nothing argument doesn't work, I agree.
It doesn't work. What's remarkable to me is I talked to some of the people in Arizona, state senators and so forth, people have been in government a long time, and they're totally, we're doing the right thing. We're going to do the right. Well, are you going to do the right thing when Arizona goes blue and Joe Biden gets elected for a second term and that state would have been the difference? Are they going to be okay with that? I'm not necessarily sure that's true because right now Michigan and Wisconsin and Nevada are all leaning to the right, so maybe we'll be okay. But to me, just to stand there and say, well, we're right, and then we're just going to go down with the ship and let the whole country burn, because if you lose that vote, look what's happened in Michigan. They put abortion on the ballot. Now you got a state Senate and a state House that are blue. You've got gun control. You've got spending. You've got all these other problems that come with it, all of these things that are happening in education that you're like, you went so far to the left, there's no coming back from it. You would wonder, wouldn't you?
Well, listen, we're paying a price here in Michigan for sure.
Right.
I mean, you look at it, you talk to small business owners across the state, they are being devastated by the new surge of regulation and cost imposition by the Democrats in Lansing. And then you add on top of that all of what's happening in Washington, D.C., and people are throwing up their hands. And the cost of goods and services, think of that.
Oh, good Lord.
You just told me yesterday that they run, it's kind of a convenience store, but it has a little bit of a kitchen in it, kind of a deli, I guess,
right.
Something like that.
That meant 100 yep.
And yeah. And he was telling me, he said, this is a store in a pretty nice area. He said, it's unbelievable to me how many people will come in and say, do you throw your food out at the end of the day, the prepped food? And he said, yeah, but, we have to do that. And they asked him, he said, this is not one person or two people. This is a whole host of families asking, can we come in at the end of the day and pay half price so you don't have to throw it away and we can put food on our table? Now, this is a guy from a nice neighborhood, and this is what I think the Democrats don't understand, and we Republicans must understand, is that, listen, the elitist governments from California and New York and Washington, D.C., the Democrats, they're not putting gas in their car. They're not. The cost of groceries does not impact them.
That's right. They don't put gas in their car. They don't buy the car. They don't buy the groceries. All true, Mike.
Exactly.
You know what I think a great visual for you would be? Because they live in a different world. They live in an insulated world. A great visual for you would just be half a dozen items in a small grocery cart. This is for your TV. You pull up a jug of milk. 2020, it was $2. Today, it's $6. Here's a dozen eggs. It was $1. Now, it's $5. Here's bacon. It was $3. Now, it's $9. I mean, what an easy thing to do to just show up and say, here's where we are. We can do better. Here's your grocery cart.
Yeah.
And you're up $25 for 6 items. I mean, very simple thing. And people get that. But those that are insulated don't seem to understand.
It's very, very good. Yeah, I think it's very, very good. We're going to do something close to that here in the next week or so on our website. But I think that's an excellent suggestion because visuals matter.
It does.
And again, the people who are making these arguments about making you pay for some guy you've never met's college tuition, don't understand that that's increasing your cost of bacon and eggs and bread and gasoline and
everything.
And the Democrats are trying to make your gasoline more expensive. Remember when Barack Obama said, if we're going to change, we have to get to gas to $5 a gallon? And everyone kind of laughed.
I thought he said 10, but yeah, go ahead. I thought he said 10. But
yeah, exactly. I think, might as well be inflation.
Right.
With Joe Biden's inflation is probably 15 now. But the if you think about what their mentality is, and so they'll tell you the one thing and tell you that Republicans don't care. But the people who get up and go to work every day and are struggling to put food on their table, those are conservatives. Those are Republicans. And we've got to ignite ourselves here to get rally around this understanding that the Democrats want a very different life for you. They want you to be dependent on the government. They want you to pay a lot of money for gas so that they can shove you into a car that doesn't really work for your family, an electric car that they're mandating. Oh, by the way, that 85% of that gets processed in China. I mean, what they're trying to do in multiple different places is take away your freedom, make your costs and goods and services very expensive, and make you absolutely dependent on the federal and state government.
Absolutely,
that's
true.
Their version of utopia. And now, guess what? It's not who we are, and it's not what we. If we continue to do this, we're in a lot of trouble.
Enjoy your victory gin, you on the left. Victory gin. It has a metallic taste to it, but the government gives it to you. Remember? 1984. RogersForSenate.com if you want to find out more. RogersForSenate.com. You want to wash down those gas prices? Get the victory gin, Mike. You know how it works. Thank you for being here.
Thanks, Steve.
Greatly appreciate it. Yeah, Mike Rogers. You can find out more at RogersForSenate.com. Michigan, look, it could go Republican. Good field of candidates. Mike Rogers, well situated at this point as the endorsement of Donald Trump. I'll be back.